Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is defending the Justice Department's partial release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the department is reviewing documents and protecting victims. He rejected accusations that the administration is trying to hide information.
Friday was a congressionally mandated deadline for the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files, yet only a fraction have been released. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche tells NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday that it takes time to redact information that could identify Epstein's victims.
The reason why we are still reviewing documents and still continuing our process is simply that, to protect victims. So the same individuals that are out there complaining about the lack of documents that were produced on Friday are the same individuals who apparently don't want us to protect victims.
But Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland tells CNN's State of the Union that the Justice Department is obstructing the implementation of the law mandating the release of those documents, not because it wants to protect victims, but because, quote, it's all about covering up things, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
Rapper Nicki Minaj yesterday made a surprise appearance at Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona. Nicki Minaj used her time on stage to praise President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, calling them role models for young men. She was interviewed by Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, about her newly found support for Trump, someone she'd condemned in the past, and about her actions denouncing violence against Christians in Nigeria. In other news, a Russian general has been killed after an explosive device detonated underneath his car in Moscow. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion, a spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee says. Investigators say Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The defense ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean, according to a U.S. official. The U.S. has seized two tankers in 2 weeks.
The U.S. Coast Guard was in pursuit of another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea Sunday as the Trump administration intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says it involves a sanctioned dark fleet vessel flying a false flag, part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, and that it was under a judicial seizure order. This comes a day after the Trump administration seized a tanker called Centuries. They say it was a falsely flagged vessel operating as part of the Venezuelan shadow fleet to traffic stolen oil. On December 10th, the tanker, the Skipper, was seized by the U.S. as well. President Trump demanding Venezuela return assets that it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. President Maduro hitting back, saying Venezuela is ready to accelerate the pace of our deep revolution. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. World shares were mixed and Japan's yen slipped after artificial intelligence stocks pushed higher on Wall Street. This holiday season could set a record for travel. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record, despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The administration is recalling nearly 30 career diplomats from senior embassy posts to replace them with personnel deemed fully supportive of President Trump's America First priorities. Two State Department officials who spoke anonymously say the chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries were informed last week that their tenures would end in January. All had been appointed during the Biden administration. The officials say the diplomats are not losing their foreign service jobs, but will return to Washington for other assignments should they wish to take them. Africa is the continent most affected, with ambassadors from 13 countries being removed. Second is Asia, with changes coming to 6 countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russian state news is reporting that Russian envoy Kirill Dmitriev has been meeting in Miami Sunday with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Dmitriev told reporters that discussions have been pressing on constructively and that they'll continue on Monday. On Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Washington had proposed trilateral talks between Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. The Kremlin denies that is under discussion. Zelensky said Sunday that diplomatic efforts are, quote, moving forward quite quickly, and our team in Florida has been working with the American side, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced an operation in Syria to eliminate ISIS fighters, infrastructure, and weapon sites following a deadly attack in the Syrian desert near Palmyra on December 13th. Two Iowa National Guard members and a U.S. interpreter were killed, and several others were wounded. In a post on social media, Hegseth said, "This is not the beginning of a war. It is a declaration of vengeance." U.S. officials described it as a large-scale strike that targeted multiple locations across central Syria using F-15s, A-10s, Apache helicopters, F-16s from Jordan, and mobile rocket artillery. Syrian officials say the assailant had been reassigned from his post as a base security guard due to suspicions about his affiliations. He clashed with guards, stormed a meeting, and opened fire before he was killed. Soon after word of the deaths, President Trump pledged retaliation, and on Wednesday he attended the dignified transfer of the two fallen guards members. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. But even steep discounts of 50% found through the Trump administration's website could still leave patients paying hundreds of dollars a month for some prescriptions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Justice Department has started releasing its long-awaited files on Jeffrey Epstein, the late financier known for his connections to Donald Trump and other influential people. Congress had set Friday for a release the president tried to block before bowing to pressure and signing a law mandating the disclosures. There was anticipation the release of call logs, interview transcripts, and more could offer the most detailed look yet at nearly 2 decades worth of government probes into Epstein's sexual abuse. But it's unclear how much new information is in the disclosures, or if any more insight can be gleaned from Epstein's relationship with Trump and others. The White House says the release shows the Trump administration is history's most transparent. But the Justice Department has told Congress the release is incomplete and expects more disclosures by year's end. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is accusing the government of being hell-bent on hiding the truth. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest Powerball jackpot is an estimated $1.6 billion, making it one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. No ticket matched all six winning numbers on Saturday. That sets up the fifth largest U.S. jackpot ever for Monday's drawing. The odds of winning the huge jackpot, 1 in 292.2 million, according to Powerball. A winning ticket holder could either receive a lump sum payment of about $735.3 million or an annuitized prize of about $1.6 billion, both before taxes. I'm Donna Water.
Investigators are learning more about the death of a man suspected of killing two Brown University students and an MIT professor. Claudio Neves Valente was found dead at a New Hampshire storage facility Thursday night.
And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
But an autopsy shows Valente died 2 days earlier, Tuesday. The same day, MIT professor Nuno Lorero died at a hospital in Massachusetts. He was shot a day earlier at his home near Boston. Valente and Lorero had attended the same school in Portugal in the 1990s, though authorities haven't said why they think he killed the professor or the students at Brown. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as AI stocks like Nvidia turned higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Friday. The index erased its losses for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 183 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Oracle rose 6.6%. The tech giant is taking part in a new joint venture for TikTok in the U.S. Winnebago Industries jumped 8.4%. Winnebago turned in profits for its latest quarter that easily beat analyst forecasts. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.15%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Federal investigators trying to determine why a business jet carrying retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, children, and three others crashed shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina, Thursday. NTSB investigator Michael Graham.
The NTSB is aware of one brief text from a passenger on board the aircraft to a family member that read, and I quote, "Emergency landing."
They recovered the Cessna's cockpit voice recorder and have witness accounts of the crash.
Early indications from multiple sources indicate that the airplane was stable on approach, configured for landing with the landing lights on, but the aircraft was coming in low.
Graham says they're still investigating who was piloting the plane. There were three on board. Jake Paul loses his heavyweight fight to Anthony Johnson in the sixth round of their Friday night bout in Miami.
I'm feeling good. That was fun. I love this sport. I gave it my all.
Two-time heavyweight champ Joshua displaying why he's one of boxing's elite punchers, dropping Paul more than once before delivering a right to the head in the sixth round to crush the YouTuber's upset dream.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. I just got tired, to be honest. Like, it was just so much handling his weight. I think if I could have had better cardio, I think I could have kept it up and kept on fighting. But he did amazing. He hits really hard, and I just did my personal best.
Paul also says his jaw was broken in the fight. Audio, courtesy Netflix and MVP. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Trevor Lawrence passed for three touchdowns and rushed for another as the 11-4 Jaguars won their sixth straight game and snapped the Broncos' 11-game win streak 34-20.
We knew we were going to have our hands full coming in. We had to play well, and we did. Down the stretch, we made some plays. It wasn't always pretty.
Drake May's first career 300-yard passing game helped the 12-3 Patriots clinch a playoff berth with a 28-24 win over the Ravens, who lost two-time MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson with a back injury in the second quarter. Oregon, Ole Miss, and Miami prevailed Saturday after Alabama topped Oklahoma on Friday in the first round of the college football playoff. The Bulls beat the Hawks 152-150 in the highest-scoring NBA game of the season. NHL's Sidney Crosby broke the Penguins' scoring record previously held by Mario Lemieux. And MLB, the White Sox signed Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami. The Los Angeles Angels settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The decision to settle was reached Friday while jurors were deliberating after a two-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. Attorney Rusty Hardin.
So I think the focus should be on the Angels more than Major League Baseball, but Major League Baseball should, and I suspect will, send a message out. You guys can't let this happen.
Authorities say Skaggs snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communications director, Eric Kay. Skaggs' relatives filed a lawsuit alleging the MLB team knew or should have known Kay was a drug addict and dealing painkillers to players. The team said officials did not know Skaggs was taking drugs and would have sought him help if they did. I'm Gethin Coolball.
At Stonehenge in England, thousands of people cheered and danced as the sun rose over the prehistoric stone circle Sunday for the winter solstice. The ancient monument was built to align with the movement of the sun on the solstices, key dates in the calendar for ancient farmers. Sunday is the shortest day of the year north of the equator, where the solstice marks the start of astronomical winter. In the southern hemisphere, it's the opposite, where it's the longest day of the year and summer starts. The winter solstice is when the sun makes its shortest, lowest arc, but many celebrate it as a time of renewal because after Sunday, the sun starts climbing again and days will get a little longer every day until late June. In South Africa, 9 people were killed and at least 10 injured early Sunday in a shooting that started at a tavern in Bekkersdal, about 28 miles from Johannesburg, and spilled into the street. Local police commissioner Major General Fred Kakana says about a dozen gunmen had 9mm pistols and one AK-47 when they got out of cars and started shooting.
2 other people tried to run away. They got into their Black Wolf that was here. They were shot and killed while there. 3 other people also, with the group of other people, they were running away. 3 were shot. They ran up to the clinic. Unfortunately, when they arrived at the clinic, they couldn't, they succumbed to the injuries.
Police say a car service driver dropping off a client was also shot and killed. I'm Julie Walker.
A silver steward who worked at Élysée Palace, the official residence of France's president, is accused of being a palace pilferer, allegedly taking up to $55,000 in silverware and other tableware, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. The head steward at the palace reported the disappearance, and the company that supplied most of the items identified them on online auction websites. Officials say the silver steward in question had inventory records that gave the impression he was planning future thefts, and they found some 100 objects in his personal locker, his vehicle, and home, including copper saucepans, porcelain, and a Lalique statuette. Scheduled for trial in 2026 are the silver steward, the manager of a company specializing in online sales, notably tableware, and another man they say received stolen goods. The Israeli cabinet has approved 19 new Jewish settlements in the Palestinian-occupied West Bank. Israel's far-right finance minister says that brings the total number of new settlements over the past few years to 69, and the latest ones include 2 that had been evacuated during a 2005 disengagement plan. The approval comes as the U.S. pushes Israel and Hamas to move ahead with the second phase of a Gaza ceasefire. The U.S. brokered plan calls for a possible pathway to a Palestinian state, but a construction binge in the West Bank by Israel would threaten that. In recent months, there's been a surge in Israeli settler attacks against Palestinians in the West Bank. Settlers have burned cars, desecrated mosques, and destroyed cropland. And Israeli authorities have done little beyond occasionally condemning the violence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Trump administration is proposing a trilateral meeting in Miami between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. But Zelensky says some thorny issues remain in talks, such as Ukraine's territories, funding for reconstruction, and technical questions regarding security guarantees. A Kremlin envoy is traveling to Florida for talks on a U.S. proposed plan to end the war. And on Saturday, Ukraine and Portugal signed an agreement to establish joint production of maritime drones, which Zelensky calls one of the most promising areas of defense cooperation. Meanwhile, a Russian missile strike in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa killed 8 people and wounded 27. Pope Leo on Saturday celebrated the last audience of the Jubilee year in St. Peter's Square. He said that without hope, we are dead. With hope, we come to light. That which threatens and kills is not strength. It is arrogance. It is aggressive fear. It is evil that generates nothing. The Pope has also summoned the world's cardinals for 2 days of meetings to help him govern the Church. The gathering will begin January 7th. Following the January 6th conclusion of the 2025 Holy Year, a once every quarter century celebration of Christianity. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Taxes was feeling unwelcome. Now Taxes is an open door, literally, to new TurboTax stores. Meet our experts in person.
Hi, welcome in.
They're powered by smart tech and ready to do your taxes for you. Get real-time updates while you go about your day, confident your taxes are done right. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. TurboTax stores opening soon. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.